Hey, it's Carissa with Over the Counter. Today I sat down with Barbara Innermill, registered dietitian here at Box Butte General Hospital, to talk about the importance of nutrition in mom and baby's health. We discussed the importance of vitamins, nutrients, and how you should balance your meals through the entirety of your pregnancy into the fourth trimester. She shared lots of great resources and tips for expecting moms to have a great, healthy pregnancy. Enjoy! From the beginning of pregnancy to the very end, nutrition plays a very important role in mom and baby's health. So we'll just go over the very beginning of, you know, the moment somebody finds out they're pregnant, like what should they do to shift their focus on a more nutrition-focused pregnancy? Or I guess, how do they shift their focus to their nutrition?
Okay, so by the time a woman finds out that she's pregnant, I mean, she's probably almost maybe 8 weeks, maybe even 2 months into her pregnancy. So the thing that we worry about that right now is, again, her folic acid, which is a B vitamin that helps with the development of brain and spinal tissue. So in fact, if a woman's even thinking about getting pregnancy, she needs to start taking a multivitamin that has folate in it even before she gets pregnant.
Okay.
So from the beginning of when you find out you're pregnant, then your focus needs to go to that baby because you're building a baby. So what you do for that 9 months is going to affect your baby for the rest of his or her life. Very, very important that you get the right building blocks in there for that 9 months.
Okay. And how exactly does what mom eats during pregnancy affect the child for their life?
Okay.
Just in turn, like.
Well, I'll give you one extreme. One extreme is alcohol consumption.
Right. Yes.
That will definitely cause major problems for the child. So there's really no safe level of alcohol intake that's recommended. We recommend women do not drink at all during pregnancy because we can't say this much is safe for one person or for the other.
Right. There's no blanket level of all women can have one glass of red wine at dinner once a day or something. Like that's not, if that was safe for you, it might not be safe for me and the next person.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what about if the mom's diet is heavy on processed food or they're vegetarian? Like, does that factor in ways such as alcohol, or is it just calories that count, I guess?
No, it's not calories that count, it's nutrients that count. And so let's just say a vegetarian, we'll start with that one. There's some key nutrients that a woman needs more of during pregnancy. One of them is iron, because the body is, you know, you're making extra blood. A woman will have extra blood that she makes just to go through the baby system. And that takes iron. That's the oxygen carrying part of the nutrition. And the iron, the woman needs extra calcium, that the baby's teeth and bones are forming. Their permanent teeth are forming before the baby is even born. So again, that's going to affect that baby for the rest of his life if the mother's not getting enough calcium during pregnancy. So she needs to start thinking about high iron foods, high calcium foods, those high folate foods. Those are that folic acid that you find in green leafy vegetables.
Yes.
So again, it's not always, if a woman's a vegetarian and she's not getting her iron, say, from meat products, she needs to find other high iron vegetable-based foods. Or again, that's why the prenatal vitamins are very important, and they need to start on that as soon as they find out that they're pregnant.
So then does that prenatal kind of cover the gaps between, you know, if a vegetarian's not getting iron from meat, does that prenatal cover the gaps of iron that she may be missing in her diet?
Should. Okay. It should. We're assuming, and again, even a vegetarian diet you'll get iron from other sources.
Right.
the iron that you get, say, in broccoli is not going to be as well absorbed as the iron that you get in meat, for instance, because they're two different types. But again, a woman who's a vegetarian and is watching her diet carefully can do very well. But again, all women, whether they're meat eaters or not, need to take a multivitamin for pregnancy.
Great. That's a good tip, multivitamin. Mm-hmm. What about as far as caffeine goes? You know, whether your caffeine drink of choice is coffee, or the even worse choice of an energy drink or soda, is there any sort of recommendation for them to follow for that?
Yeah, the recommendation's kind of been all over the board with caffeine, because there was some early on, people thought that maybe a high caffeine intake could induce early delivery.
Okay.
Right now, again, the recommendation is not to overdo the caffeine. If a woman wants to have her one cup of coffee, you know, in the morning,
yeah.
Energy drinks, I would not recommend for a lot of reasons.
Pregnant or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, depending on her own health issues, whatever her doctor says. But generally, with general normal pregnancy, you know, maybe one cup of coffee a day should be okay.
Might be hard for some women to make that cut back.
Right. And, you know, all of us respond to caffeine in different ways. You
yes.
know, again, people who get shaky after one cup probably yes. don't want to do that.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe just cut it out altogether. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know if I've ever had too much caffeine.
That's kind of me too.
Yeah.
Well, we drink half and half, you know, so we can drink more
yes,
without
yes.
before I start getting shaky.
There you go. That's a good idea. So in addition to a prenatal vitamin, what other steps do you recommend somebody who is pregnant follow for their nutrition? Is it to make a nutrition meal plan, or see their healthcare provider to see what they recommend? What are kind of the best methods for them to get the nutrition?
Okay. First of all, that first trimester, that first 12 weeks of pregnancy, there's a lot going on with that baby. Again, all of the parts, the heart is forming, everything is forming. So it's important time, but the mother really doesn't need any additional calories at that point. You know, they just need to start eating the nutrients that baby needs. Again, they need to eat more leafy vegetables. They need to start getting that dairy food in. And one place to start might be for online. There's it's a government site. Uh-huh. And it's myplate.gov,
okay.
myplate.gov. And there is a section there for pregnancy. You can put in your age, your weight, your height, and everything. It will come up the meal plan for you help you see what you need during a normal pregnancy. About the second trimester, that's when your calorie needs start going up a little bit more, and you don't need to eat for two. You're not eating for two adults.
So not 5,000 calories
a
day.
So let's just say before, you know, a woman was eating, say, 200 or 2,000 calories before she got pregnant, by about the 13th week of her pregnancy, she needs an additional 350 calories a day.
Okay.
It's not that much.
Not that much.
And again, that should be maybe an extra serving of a dairy food, maybe one or two more ounces of protein, you know. So that could be something as easy as, you know, peanut butter and crackers and a glass of milk. You know,
yes.
you don't have to eat a huge amount of additional calories.
Right, a fifth meal.
Correct.
Yes.
And again, what you're doing is you're adding those nutrients that you need during pregnancy, the protein, the iron, the calcium, and the folic acid.
Yes.
By the third trimester, so those last 12 weeks of pregnancy, a woman needs an additional 100 calories over that second trimester.
Okay.
So again, maybe another serving, maybe another ounce of meat.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Because again, the meat is an excellent nutrient rich food. It's got zinc and iron and protein and all those things that babies need.
Yeah. But not all meat, correct? There are some meats that pregnant women should stay away from.
A lot of the processed meats, again, I say it's processed if it stays in your refrigerator more than 3 days and doesn't go bad. So we're talking about bacon and sausage and pepperoni and those things, they're pretty high fat and high sodium. There are no, believe it or not, there's no restrictions on sodium, though, during pregnancy. Okay. A woman is building more blood and everything, and for that blood pressure, sometimes they do need a little bit more sodium. But it doesn't mean you're going and just eating potato chips all the time.
Oh, dang it.
Right.
But just from just general understanding of existing in the world, like I kind of know that like deli meats. So like if you were to go to the deli counter at the store and get lunch meats, like sliced turkey or chicken breast or something, like those generally aren't recommended.
Yeah. Some of the deli meats, some of the cheeses, the soft cheeses, mm-hmm. like some of the Mexican soft cheeses.
The crumbly ones.
You want to be, yeah. Or even the ones that are more like a soft mozzarella or something.
Oh, okay.
There's a Blanco queso. Yeah, some of those. They don't recommend those because they could harbor certain bacteria that's hard, not good for pregnancy.
Okay. That's interesting.
So again, as far as the meats and stuff, it's kind of like probably what we should be doing too, right?
Right.
You want lean meats. We don't need all the extra fat, especially a woman who starts her pregnancy overweight. She has a lower weight gain expectation than a woman who starts at a normal weight or underweight. So those weight categories are different depending on where you start your pregnancy.
Okay. So if a woman is maybe 20 pounds overweight, how will that affect how much weight she's expected? Like, should she try to gain less weight? I guess gaining weight isn't necessarily the ultimate goal. It's just getting the nutrients in, but.
Well, actually that's kind of a two-sided question, because yes, a woman is expected to gain weight during pregnancy,
right?
But if she's starting her pregnancy, and I don't have the exact cutoffs, but if she's severely overweight, uh-huh. let's say she's 50 or 100 pounds overweight, she might just need to gain maybe 10 or 15 pounds for the whole pregnancy. If she's a normal weight, then she would probably need to gain somewhere, you know, around 20 to 30 pounds during the pregnancy. And I don't have those exact numbers. I think it's 20 to 35 pounds maybe.
Okay.
If she's carrying twins, she's expected to gain more.
Yeah.
So again, what we know is putting on extra weight isn't necessarily going to make the baby healthier. And starting your pregnancy overweight is a risk for gestational diabetes, which is diabetes during pregnancy.
Okay. And that requires even more of a tailored nutrition plan, correct?
Very much. Very much. Yeah. That would require a referral to a registered dietitian or a diabetes educator.
Okay. Such as yourself.
Such as me. Yes.
And then, for example, if someone was referred to you for that reason, you would just work with them during the duration of their pregnancy on their nutrition?
Right.
Okay.
Those women will need to check their blood sugars just like anybody else who has diabetes. They have a real need to keep those blood sugars in a normal range. They have, you know, basically by the time usually I see them, they might have 3 or 4 months left in the pregnancy.
Okay.
So getting those blood sugars down right away, there's no room to fool around with maybe I can drink a Coke or maybe I can't, because you can't.
So then what is the harm to mom and baby if mom is unaware that she has gestational diabetes and is now in the delivery room?
Okay. The main thing, if we call gestational diabetes, diabetes that's identified during pregnancy, uh-huh. it's not that she had diabetes before and didn't know it.
Right.
This is, and that one, the main risk factor is that the baby gets too big. The mother's eating maybe a lot of starches and sugars and things, the baby's having to deal with all of that extra energy. So the babies get bigger.
Okay.
In delivery. So sometimes these are those 10 pound babies are
okay.
bigger that you see. Not all 10 pound babies are gestational diabetes,
yeah.
but most of them are.
Okay.
And then right after delivery, because the baby's so used to all that energy coming in, they're system has learned to deal with it by excreting more insulin to keep their blood sugars under control.
Okay.
As soon as the baby's born, they're at a high risk of having a low blood sugar reaction when you basically unplug them from all of that
right.
energy.
So that would
It's a serious condition.
Type 1 diabetes or?
No, a baby who was born with a mom who's gestational diabetes, she's at a, the baby itself is at high risk of having type 2 diabetes when they grow up. So they're at a higher risk. They're also at a higher risk, again, if they got real big, for having obesity, to be, you know, obese when they're older.
Wow.
So it's a serious condition.
Yeah.
It's very controllable, but a serious condition.
A little scary, but important to stay aware.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, that kind of plays in a little bit to seeing what your recommendation is on controlling wild cravings during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, if someone is craving donuts every single day, well, from what you have just talked about, we know that that might not be the best way to satisfy that craving by giving into it.
I used to teach a class to pregnant women, and we had a March of Dimes video that we showed. I don't know if that video is still around, but it was so cute because it showed a mom, pregnant mom, she was at work and she was hungry and she went to the vending machine to get a candy bar, and it showed the baby down there going, "Stop, I don't need all that sugar." And it's really true. What you're eating is what your baby is getting. And so when you have those cravings, it's important. Most pregnant women do need to eat their 3 meals a day, but they might get hungry in the middle of the afternoon because the baby is using up more energy,
mm-hmm.
and they need to eat more. But again, it's going back to those basics thing. I don't think one donut's going to kill you if you're pregnant.
Right.
But if it's a daily thing, or if you're eating a candy bar for lunch every day, again, you're not getting those nutrients that the baby needs, and they're going to suffer for it.
Yeah. So then is there a better way to combat those cravings? You know, if a mom is not wanting to eat a candy bar, but like, you know, pregnancy cravings are so controlling, you know, they need that candy bar dipped in peanut butter, whatever the odd craving might be.
Mm-hmm.
What are some options for them to not give into the candy bar craving and like maybe go that healthier route?
Okay. Number one, start with eating regular meals. Don't skip breakfast. Don't skip lunch, because then you're really going to need something in a hurry because you're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
And then again, if you're eating, again, none of us eats perfectly, but
right.
most days we're trying to eat as perfect as we can.
Right.
So if you're eating, you know, you're getting your milk, you're getting your protein foods, you're getting your vegetables, you're getting those things. Then if you want to have, you know, your little snack with something dipped in peanut butter, again, you're adding that. That'll be a source of some extra calories for you that day. But it's not going to be that your baby's relying on that for all of their growth and development.
Right. So just as even a non-pregnant person would go, just have your normal meal and enjoy a snack.
That's right.
At occasion.
Exactly.
On occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's what we're doing over the long term, not just each individual meal, that makes the difference for that baby's health.
Yeah. That is very insightful. And then we talked about, you know, we talked about state or the first trimester is eat normal. Second trimester is you add a little bit. Third trimester is just a little bit more, but what about the fourth trimester after you give birth? How does a mom go back to, because if she's breastfeeding, that is still so important, the nutrition she's getting,
right?
Because that is what she's feeding to her child still.
Exactly. That's right. And, in fact, a woman's calorie needs when she's breastfeeding is even higher than her calorie needs are when she's pregnant.
Okay.
So she might need to eat an additional 500 calories a day when she's breastfeeding, if she's just primarily breastfeeding and not. And again, that's what we recommend, you know, for, you don't want to add any formula unless needed. But the more the baby nurses, the more milk she's going to produce. So that's what we want to see. So again, her diet is still very, very important. There are some proteins and things that can go from the mom's diet into her breast milk that some babies will have a reaction to. Sometimes it's just a taste that might change the taste of the milk.
Okay.
So then the moms need to be aware of that. But fluids are very, very important for breastfeeding moms. And again, that calcium, because again, her breast milk, she might be giving out, you know, 500 to 800 calories just of milk a day.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is It's got protein in it. It's got calcium in it. It's got all those nutrients in it. So she needs to replenish what she's putting in her body so her milk has that.
Right. So even would you recommend that a mom takes their prenatal vitamin through the fourth trimester or through the duration of breastfeeding as well?
Yeah. And again, whatever her doctor recommends, but I generally say you got prenatal vitamins, finish them out, you know, until you're not. Don't have them anymore. And then if she's going to be breastfeeding, say, for a year, taking at least a multivitamin, a woman's multivitamin. But the prenatals aren't going to hurt her to take that through breastfeeding either.
Very good, very good. So still, even beyond pregnancy and growing a child.
Now, well, and then you're starting to think about, you know, as baby and child gets older, you're starting to see your children are going to be learning eating habits from you.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're watching what mom and dad does.
Yes.
And so that's another point of staying in good health. And again, you want to stay in good health so you can have the energy to take care of your children.
Right, yes. Not fueled off of potato chips and candy bars.
That'll get you so far.
Yes. My favorite snack is popcorn, so I kind of tell myself that it's better than potato chips.
It is. It's a whole grain.
It is.
It's actually a pretty good snack. Yes.
And we buy local Nebraska popcorn. So
where do you buy them?
At the grocery cart, there's... it's kind of by the meat section. There's just like a one-off little stand. And it's through the kernel. So we pop our own popcorn at home with the little thingy-majigger that goes around
like that. We have one of those too. Those are great.
But it's just, I don't even know what's put in microwave popcorn, but we also don't own a microwave. So this is really nice to be able to just have that. And we've tried lots of popcorn kernels and this is our favorite.
Really?
Gosh, I can't remember the name of it.
But it's in Nebraska. I'm going to look for that.
It's out of the Sand Hills somewhere.
Really?
Maybe out of Valentine. But it's the label. It comes in like a plastic jar. And the label is yellow.
Okay.
But it's at the very end towards the meat, like off of like the candy aisle, maybe.
I know where that section is, where the popcorn section is.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's a little hidden. But once you know what to look for, you would see it.
Okay,
but it's our favorite. And we've tried lots of popcorn.
My husband and I are popcorn fiends.
You should try it. It's really good.
Yeah, and he's got the little twirly thing too. So it makes good popcorn.
Yeah, so delicious. But is there anything else you would recommend or want to add if someone has any questions on like resources? Or I know you have a book. Would that book be helpful for women to read? For pregnancy nutrition?
Yeah, I do have a book. It's called Quintessential Nutrition, The Uncomplicated Science of Eating. And there's a lot of different areas in there, but there is a section on pregnancy. There's a section on gestational diabetes. There's a lot of information just about different topics. And there's quite an index in the back that you could look up if you just wanted to find out about folic acid, let's say, or those things.
Yeah.
So, that would be a good resource. Again, that one online is a really good one for women, the MyPlate.
Awesome.
Any kind of problems during pregnancy that would require nutrition intervention would need a referral. And I do take referrals from local doctors.
Okay.
So the patient, we would come in and individualize the diet for them. That's kind of what I do. But you do need a referral from your doctor in order to have that.
Awesome. Well, I know you are a walking wealth of knowledge and nutrition for everybody and moms in general is kind of your heartbeat. So I am sure there's lots more we can talk about, but we'll provide those resources for people. And hopefully if anyone has any questions, they can reach out and come in and see you if needed. Hopefully not, but.
That's
if needed, they can come see you.
And I have had some women who are having a normal pregnancy and they just want to know, you know, how much weight should I gain? And I mean, we definitely can do that. Of course, it all depends on what your insurance will cover.
Right.
Too.
Yes. So paying insurance.
Yeah, darn insurance.
Well, thank you for coming in today and talking
to us. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Walking down the street, shuffling my feet, dreaming of sunshine. The day would be so fine. When I'm here with you, but you're out of reach again, so I descend to the present. The weather's not so pleasant, think I'll stay inside. I could get lost in the rain and wander for hours, but my will is weak and I don't have the powers to keep from dreaming.